This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show, In the Light of the Quran, as we are trying to take and extract wisdoms from the Book of Allah, the words of Allah. We're trying to get these wisdoms and live by them. So we live by the light of the Quran. And the goal, the main goal of this show, is to really live our lives by the Quran. Just as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was when his wife Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, described him. When she was asked about his conduct, about his character, she said he was a Qur'an walking on earth. He was a manifestation of the Qur'an walking on earth. We want to be like that. Now we will take this first step, inshallah, to achieve this goal, to be real Qur'ans walking on earth. We do this by understanding the wisdoms of the Qur'an and trying to live by them and implement them in our lives. Today's wisdom is from Surah Al-Baqarah. This wisdom is very important, and it links us to the early generations, the generation who lived with the companions, or who lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We will read the verses, then inshallah we will translate their meaning and talk about them.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. So these verses are at the end, right at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. And they are very important in the life of every Muslim. Actually, one day, Prophet Jibreel, peace be upon him, was with, the angel Jibreel was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of a sudden, some sound, a strong sound, came from the heavens, from above. And Jibreel looked up and he said, "You know, O Muhammad, there is a gate that has just opened in the heavens, in the skies, that never ever opened before." Then an angel descended and came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the angel Jibreel, and he said, "O Muhammad, I have come to you with the glad tidings of two lights. Now, as we are talking about the light, or in the light of the Qur'an, now this is one of the lights of the Qur'an. This angel said to Prophet Muhammad, I came to you with two lights from the Qur'an. These two lights, there was no prophet who was given these lights before, or any light like these lights before. They are the Fatihatul Kitab, the Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening of the Qur'an, and the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. These are the lights that were given to Prophet Muhammad on that special day, through a special angel and through a special gate from the heavens. Now, let's see what the light in these verses are and how important it is for us. Actually, it is important in our life because Prophet Muhammad told us that anyone who recites these verses on one day, then they will be a protection for him for the whole day. Throughout the whole day, there will be a protection, or the night. There will be a protection for us if we read it. So it's good for us to read it. When we go to sleep, they read to these verses and learn them. Now, behind these two verses, there's a very beautiful story that happened to the companions. First, the verse was revealed that where Allah says, to Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth. And whatever you reveal or whatever you conceal, Allah knows about it. So whatever you reveal, whatever you conceal, Allah knows about it. Any thoughts, any attempt, any intention, any notion, Allah knows about it. Whatever is in your soul, Allah knows about it, whether you reveal it or you conceal it. And then Allah will take you to account based on it, on account of it. You will be held to account. Then Allah says, and Allah pardons whomever He wills, and He punishes whomever He wills. And Allah is powerful over all things. Now when this verse was revealed, the companions came to Prophet Muhammad, kneeling down, saying, O Messenger of Allah, you know, we were asked to pray, and we can do that. We were asked to fast, and we can do that. We were asked to do what is good, and we can do that. But we have been given an obligation that is beyond our ability, beyond our capacity. Allah said that whatever in your souls, whether you reveal it or you conceal it, Allah knows about it and He will hold you to account based on it. We cannot control our emotions, our intentions, our notions. This is something that is beyond our capacity. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at them and he said, are you trying to do just like the children of Israel, like the people, the followers of Moses said to him, we hear and we disobey? You should say, we hear and we obey. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. So it was very difficult. Imagine that Allah tells you that whatever notion comes to your mind, you will be held accountable based on it. And He will punish whomever He wills, and He will pardon whomever He wills. So the companions tried hard to control their desires, to control their emotions, to control their thoughts, their notions, everything. They try to control it. And it's impossible to control all of that. But Allah was preparing this generation for a wonderful mission, for a great mission that needs a lot of self-control. So Allah was educating them. Allah was elevating their souls and their hearts and their characters. Allah was making them a better generation to hold the message, to uphold the message of Islam, this heavy burden that Allah gave to human beings or to Muhammad and his companions to spread to the world. So, because they took that upon themselves and they accepted the command of Allah and they tried their best to do that, Allah praised them. And the following verse, when He said, the messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so do, and so have his companions, the believers. So Muhammad has believed, and the companions have believed, because they accepted that very heavy burden, and they tried to abide by it. So Allah testified that Prophet has believed, and they have believed. Then He said, they all believe in Allah, in His angels, His books, and His messengers, and they say, we do not make a distinction between the prophets and the messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. Although they were given, they were charged with a huge responsibility to control their thoughts, to control their notions, to control their minds, control their desires and everything in themselves. So Allah said, they said, we hear and we obey. O Allah, grant us forgiveness. O our Lord, to you we shall be returned. So Allah praised them for that. Then Allah abrogated the first verse that He will hold into account based on account of their notions and their thoughts. But Allah said after that, He taught them a supplication. He abrogated the meaning of that verse and He revealed or relieved them out of that. And He said, Allah does not burden a soul or a human soul beyond its capacity. Allah does not overburden a soul with what it cannot bear. That was the relief from Allah to them. Then He taught them a supplication. After giving them some good news that Allah will not overburden them, He said, for every soul will be the good that it has earned, and it will face the consequences of the evil that it had committed, or it has committed. Then Allah taught them the great supplication that will free them from all this burden. He said to them, say, our Lord, do not punish us if we forget or if we fall into error. Oh Allah, if we're human beings, if we make a mistake, fall into a mistake, or if we forget, oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive us if we entertain some evil thoughts, some wrong notions or intentions. Oh Allah, forgive us because of that, because we have our own weaknesses. Our Lord, do not place upon us a burden as you placed on those who came before us. A huge burden. Oh Allah, relieve us from that. Do not place it upon ourselves. Our Lord, do not hold us to account based on our weakness. Oh Allah, do not lay upon us a huge burden because of something that we cannot stand, something we cannot shoulder. Then Allah told them to ask forgiveness. Oh Allah, pardon us. Forgive us. Have mercy upon us. You are our protector. So grant us victory on the disbelievers. Now these verses are very important. They teach us something about the early generations, how dedicated they were. Even when they were charged with a huge responsibility to control their thoughts, they remained firm. They said, we hear and we obey. And it gives us, or actually it indicates some points to the excellence of this generation. This is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of centuries or the best of generations is my generation. These people with me. Allah chose them to accompany Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of their excellence. Because Allah cultivated them with this wonderful great responsibility. Then Allah relieved them from that. So now the wisdom that we can drag from it is the excellence of Prophet Muhammad and his companions, and the importance, if we want to cultivate ourselves, to purify our intentions and our thoughts. Do not entertain any evil intention or thought or notion. And this is the way to purify ourselves, to strengthen ourselves. And then the last wisdom is that Allah will not overburden us and will always forgive us as we return to Him, and will then grant us victory. Now we will try to live by this example today, inshallah, this time. And until we meet next time, I leave you in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.